Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Leighton Beard, spokesperson of the Automobile Association of South Africa, joining us on the line. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Good to be with you.
Nice to chat to you. So it's almost e-tolls. It just is this thing that gave us a little bit of strength. It was the one place that South Africans said, we've now just had it. You've pushed us too far. We know that there's a lot of corruption going on. We know things are happening. We're not playing anymore. So it's almost symbolic. But the result of that is an impasse, because where do you ever go from here? No amount of reassurance, I think, will make South African road users, or certainly Gautengwans, buy into something that they didn't trust in the first place. What's your thought?
Yeah, I think we share that view. We've done some research amongst Gauteng drivers in 2020, and we came to the same conclusion, and the feeling amongst the vast majority...
I'm sorry you had to go through all of that. You could have just asked me. I would have told you.
Well, I mean, you know, the vast majority of people are saying that no amount of threats, legal action or cajoling is going to change their minds. They've dug in their heels and they've basically said, look, we're not going to pay for the system. You need to find an alternative. I think that's what we've been waiting for from the Minister of Transport for a very, very long time. We've been waiting for clarification from government on the way forward. We've obviously made a submission to the minister. We've told him what the findings of our research is and what we believe the way forward should be. I know other organizations have done the same. But I think government needs to come to the party and tell us exactly what they want to do going forward. And unfortunately, the delays are not creating a lot of trust amongst motorists. I think it's causing more anxiety. And I think the opportunity to keep e-tolls in its current format has long passed.
My theory is it's not even about the e-tolls. E-tolls was just a symptom of a massive problem. But how does it ever get walked back? Do you think they ever can? I mean, do you think they can come up with an acceptable solution?
Look, I think that there is a solution on the table. And that solution is that we need to take some money from the general fuel levy. Currently, we're paying 3.93 a litre on every litre of fuel to the general fuel levy. And that 3.93 can be used for anything government wants to do. They can pay for roads. They can buy books for schools. They can buy vaccines for clinics. They can build clinics. That money, it goes into the treasury as part of the greater budget, and it can be allocated and used for anything. So what we are suggesting is, let's take 10 cents or 15 cents from that 3.93, ring fence that amount of money, and use that money to pay for e-tolls. That's something that has been on the table for a very long time. The argument is that they cannot ring fence within the fuel levy. Well, we hold a different view, and we think it should be able to be done quite easily. So that's one of the proposals on the table. We've also suggested that the system be scrapped in its entirety, that those who have been paid are reimbursed for their payments. As I said, that, you know, we take some money from the fuel levy. I think government is in a very difficult position regarding e-tolls, but I do believe that it's necessary for them to take motorists, specifically living in Gauteng, into their confidence and to tell us what their thinking is going forward. At the moment, very few people are paying, and I think the longer this drags on, fewer and fewer people will start paying.
So one of our listeners saying, is there actual proof of e-toll corruption, or was there just a suspicion?
Look, it's a very difficult thing to answer, and I'm going to deflect my answer on that, in that the AA wasn't involved in any investigation regarding corruption. I know that there have been many reports of corruption. There have been some serious allegations made around the corruption. Nothing, as far as I'm aware, has been brought to court on that. So I wouldn't want to speak on it because I haven't been involved in that. What I do know is that from a perception point of view, people have been unhappy with the e-toll since they began. People have not wanted to pay, and on that basis, we have supported and championed the rights of motorists in Gauteng not to pay that. We want a way forward, and that's why we invest quite a lot of time in the research, trying to understand what people's feelings is towards e-tolls and the system and how it's working. It's not an anti-government approach, it's just an anti-e-tolls approach.
Well, what I always keep thinking of is we love driving. We drive wherever we possibly can on holiday. It's one of the best parts of our journey. There's nothing like driving through, in my view, the Karoo and finding different places to stay overnight. And I'm never resentful about paying the tolls along the way. In fact, it's just part of the journey. I'm always happy to do it. And I would imagine that a lot of people feel the same. But e-tolls, I've just got this, I don't know, resistance, irrational resistance to.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily say it was irrational. I think that the issue that many motorists in Gauteng had was it's quite a large chunk of money. If you are going to be traveling on the road between Pretoria and Johannesburg every day, you would be paying quite a lot of cash towards using that road, you know, 200-300 rand a day. And for many people, that's a lot of money. And it has an impact on very many other things like public transport. It has an impact the price of goods. So it has an impact down the line on many things as well as on individuals. And I think it was the amount of that was one of the big reasons why people bucked against it initially. Certainly, I think the way that it was implemented and the heavy-handedness of SANRAL subsequent to the implementation of the e-tolls has really not helped their case. SANRAL has really been an iron fist in an iron glove, and they've been very hard in their approach to Gauteng motorists, and there's been threats and there's been letters, and the messaging and the tone of the messaging from SANRAL has been aggressive, and I think that has hardened people's positions as well. And you know, if that had not been the case, and SANRAL had maybe taken a softer approach to Gauteng motorists, the situation may have been a little different. Bottom line, though, is that we're in a situation where people refuse to pay. They say they've dug their heels in, they're not going to pay going forward. And we now need to know from government how they're going to address this problem. Are they going to stick with the system? That means that we have to refocus our attention in terms of how we want to deal with it going forward ourselves. Or are they going to scrap it in its entirety, or are they going to be some sort of a hybrid model? We don't know, and that's what we're waiting for at the moment.
Right. And Ilan, one of our listeners, says he thinks that the e-toll gantries would make wonderful playground equipment for kids. I think
I'm not going to respond to that.
Yeah, you're not allowed to, you know, but my listeners absolutely are. This is the fun that we like to have in the morning. Leighton Beard, spokesperson for the Automobile Association of South Africa, chatting to us about the future of e-tolls.